Today is Monday, February 3rd. We're talking about the Iowa caucuses, how they work and why they matter, and what history-making moments to know about from the Super Bowl. Plus, a newly approved drug for peanut allergies. What is Palindrome Day? And Elon Musk released a new song on Spotify. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The race for president kicks into high gear today. The Iowa caucuses are tonight, meaning Iowa Democrats will be the first Americans to weigh in on who the Democratic Party's nominee should be to take on President Trump in November. This is a big night in the presidential cycle. The Washington Post reports because Iowa is first, it could influence voters in the rest of the country, at least for the Democrats. On the Republican side, President Trump is pretty much locked in and will most likely be on the ballot in November. There are a couple of Republicans running against him, but they're not really picking up momentum. As for the Democrats, it's a super tight race, so the nation is watching. Right now, there are some frontrunners. The AP reports Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Pete Buttigieg are neck and neck in recent polls. But other Democrats like Amy Klobuchar and Andrew Yang could pick up new momentum in all of this as well. And just as a reminder, presidential primaries and caucuses both have the same purpose. They're held every 4 years to select the top Democrat and top Republican to show up on the ballot in November. But here's how they're different. Voting in a primary is a lot like voting in a general election. You go to your polling place or get a mail-in ballot and it's run by the state government. But a caucus is run by the political party and feels more like a town hall where registered voters gather in person and debate the candidates. They can have different rules, but for Iowa Democrats, people may even try to persuade each other in small groups, and they show their support openly. Of course, Iowa voters are the first to have a say, but primaries and caucuses throughout the country will run through early summer. Stay tuned. All right, so a quick update now on President Trump's impeachment trial. It picks back up today, but don't expect it to last much longer. The New York Times reports closing arguments will start late this morning. And then the final vote to acquit or convict President Trump is supposed to happen on Wednesday. The trial is wrapping up quickly now because of Friday's decision. Republican senators came together to vote against allowing any new witnesses or evidence. Democrats fought hard to call some of President Trump's closest aides to the stand. They say if Trump is acquitted and let off the hook, it won't mean much since he didn't have a real trial with any witnesses or evidence presented. But Republicans blocked that idea. They say they've already heard from witnesses during the impeachment investigation, and some simply say it's time to move on. Either way, the final vote to remove President Trump from office or not is likely this Wednesday. Another unfortunate milestone when it comes to the new coronavirus. For the first time, someone outside of China died from the illness. That said, the BBC reports it was a Chinese man who may have gotten sick before he arrived in the Philippines. Remember, most cases are still happening in China, where the pneumonia-like virus originated and is spreading quickly. The AP says at least 362 people have now died and 17,000 others have gotten sick. The country is actually opening a brand new hospital today just for people with this new coronavirus. It has 1,000 beds and was built in just 8 days. As for the U.S., NBC News reports there are now 11 confirmed cases nationwide, with the newest ones in the San Francisco area. Everyone who's sick here, though, either recently traveled to China themselves or has a spouse who did. And starting last night, the Trump administration says any non-U.S. citizen who has been to China in the last 2 weeks is not allowed in the U.S., and all U.S. citizens on flights from China must go through screenings and evaluations at the airport. All right, let's switch gears, because for those of you actually going to work today, the big talker will be the big game. The Kansas City Chiefs are the Super Bowl champions. They beat the San Francisco 49ers last night 31-20 in Miami, Florida. It was a close game. It was even tied 10-10 at halftime. But the Chiefs quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, led the team to 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. At 24 years old, by the way, Mahomes is now the youngest player in NFL history to be named Super Bowl MVP. The victory marks the Chiefs' second Super Bowl title in franchise history and the first in 50 years. As for the head coach, Andy Reid, USA Today reports he was the most successful coach in NFL history without a Super Bowl title, but that all changed last night. And if you didn't watch Just for the Football, Shakira and Jennifer Lopez made history as the first Latina artists to headline the Super Bowl halftime show. They sang a mashup of their hit songs, and even J-Lo's 11-year-old daughter made a surprise appearance singing on stage next to her mom. So what about the commercials? Well, they were expensive. Not only did they cost about $5.6 million for every 30 seconds of airtime, they were also filled with celebrities who had to get paid. They featured everyone from Bill Murray to Chrissy Teigen and more. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break for our sponsor today, Magic Spoon. If you're like me, you loved cereal as a kid, but as you grew up, you realized it's full of sugar and basically you just shouldn't eat it. So I stopped. Well, Magic Spoon is a new cereal company that's discovered a way to recreate your favorite childhood cereals, but with zero sugar, 12 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs each serving. And yes, it really tastes great. There are 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry, plus a variety pack where you can try them all. Fruity is probably my favorite, but it's almost a tie with frosted and blueberry. So if you want to try it out, go to magicspoon.com/newsworthy to grab a variety pack and try it. And be sure to use the promo code newsworthy at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they will actually refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/newsworthy and then use the code newsworthy for free shipping. All right, now back to the news. The FDA just approved the first of its kind treatment for peanut allergies. The treatment is for kids 4 to 17 years old, and it's meant to build up their tolerance to peanuts. They get an increased amount of peanut protein over a 6-month period until they can tolerate multiple peanuts. Experts say patients should still try to avoid peanuts, but if they do accidentally come in contact with one, the drug should limit any dangerous reactions. Peanut allergies can otherwise be a life-threatening condition for a growing number of children, so the therapy could also cut down on families' everyday anxiety about this. The Wall Street Journal says a second treatment, which is a new skin patch, could also be available later this year if it also gets the okay from the FDA. Sunday was both Groundhog Day and Palindrome Day. Palindrome Day is very rare. It's when the date is the same when it's read forwards and backwards. So yesterday was 2-2-2020. CNN says this is the only time a date like this will happen this century. The last palindrome date was more than 900 years ago, and the next one won't be for another 100 years. As for Groundhog Day, the most famous groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, did not see his shadow at the annual Groundhog Day Festival in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. And according to the legend, that means we'll have an early spring this year with warmer days ahead. USA Today says this is only the 20th time in more than 100 years of recorded history that Phil could not find his shadow. Then again, the Weather Channel says Phil has been right less than 40% of the time since 2009. Elon Musk just dropped a new song. Really, the well-known billionaire who founded Tesla and SpaceX has a new song available on SoundCloud and Spotify. It's called Don't Doubt Your Vibe. He says he wrote the lyrics and performed the vocals, but the lyrics are just don't doubt your vibe because it's true, don't doubt your vibe because it's you. And that's it on repeat. As for the vocals, they're pretty distorted, so you can't really tell it's him. It's not clear why he did this, but there are definitely some tongue-in-cheek elements, like his SoundCloud username, Emoji Records. Emoji Records, get it? The movie Bad Boys for Life topped the box office charts again this weekend for the 3rd week in a row. Variety says Bad Boys 3 brought in $291 million globally, making it the highest-grossing movie in the Bad Boys franchise. But overall, Super Bowl weekend is usually a pretty slow weekend for Hollywood. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. And today we're talking about tax season. The IRS is now accepting 2019 tax returns, and CBS News says more than 150 million taxpayers are expected to file this year. And many will wonder how much money they might get back and how long it will take to get it. Well, the average refund check last year was about $2,800, and it usually takes about 21 calendar days to get the return back, as long as the IRS gets everything it needs and there are no issues. Keep in mind, if you get a big refund, that might feel good, but it actually means you overpaid on your taxes, so you essentially gave the government an interest-free loan. Of course, you can adjust it for the future by revising your W-4 form with your employer. You have until April 15th to file your taxes for 2019. All right. Thank you so much for listening today. And be sure to connect with me over on Instagram at Erica Mandy News. I love being able to hear from you in the comments and direct messages instead of being the one doing all the talking all the time. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned in today's episode description in your podcast app or find the links on thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.